Time now for today's Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Spotlight, brought to you by North Star Bank and Agency and Northwest Bank, community-minded banks working closely with local school districts and the local community to make our area a better place to live, work, and play. Happy Saturday, Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this week?
I'm doing good. I hope you had a good week.
I had a great week. You know, what a fun game last night.
Yeah, it was fun. It was kind of a sloppy mess, but it was fun.
You know, I've never had to play football in general, but football in mud really looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, the kids doing their mud slides after the game evidently thought it was a lot of fun.
You know, I kind of look at that and be like, oh, I don't want to wash that uniform.
Yeah, no kidding. I pity who did the laundry last night, but they were having a lot of fun. You have a special guest today.
I do. You know, this week we had some communications with patrons in the community and stakeholders in the community to both Iowa Lakes Community College and ELC regarding our partnerships in the fine arts facilities that we have. And so I did invite Scott Stokes from Iowa Lakes Community College to join me and just talk about our partnerships, kind of where they are with the auditorium and opening that up, and then how we work together to make it a great place for both ELC and Iowa Lakes to host events at.
Very good. Mr. Stokes, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to join both of you this morning. Yeah, as Tara indicated, ELC and Iowa Lakes both received some concerns, and those concerns specifically stated the unwillingness of Iowa Lakes to work with ELC's fine arts programs to use the Janice K. Lund Performing Arts Center, and I think the reverse was directed at ELC, their unwillingness to work with us. To have the opportunity to express that those statements couldn't be further from the truth. You know, it's disappointing to hear those comments are being said. As Iowa Lakes is working with ELC, we have a great partnership and we'll continue to work to provide opportunities for students. I do understand the frustration about ELC not being able to use the Janice K. Lund Performing Arts Center this fall, but they will be able to use it. We've had a number of meetings and conversations. In fact, this past Monday, Dee Heine, the Director of Facilities Management, myself went with Shane Kalous, the Activities Director, and he understands the process we're going through to get our facility ready for people from the outside to use that, but we aren't there yet. We wish we were, and I just appreciate Shane's time to have those conversations with us, to meet with us in the facility so we can share information with him. He can provide feedback for us as we work through the details of allowing people to use that facility.
Well, and the college, quite honestly, hasn't had the opportunity to use the Janice K. Lund facility a lot because last year you were locked down pretty good because of COVID.
Yeah, we sure were. And I think one of the biggest things, too, to understand is, like, that facility is different than our other facilities. So if ELC, you know, contacts us and wants to use our gym, we just work on when it's available and they use it and there's no cost. If they want to use a classroom or something like that, it's the same thing. But with the Performing Arts Center, there is really expensive equipment that we are still being trained on. We've received training and we've had some smaller events that might require a mic and just general lighting, but we haven't necessarily had a big performance that requires, you know, that powerful, expensive system to use all of the sound and all of the lights that is capable of using. So we're kind of still working through having events and working through the kinks and still getting training. We do have one issue with lights that we're troubleshooting with the company, and we'll probably have the company that installed it come back. And so the biggest thing is it's just not ready completely yet. It is up and going, and we are having some things. We had a speaker in there for our students regarding mental health, and it's a great facility to have people in, and it's great to present stuff. It's just to have the details and be able to train another entity to use that, we really need to go through the process ourselves first.
It's like buying a $50,000 vehicle and the car salesman hands over the keys to you and says, here's your new car, enjoy it, without giving you a walkthrough on everything the vehicle does. I mean, you don't turn the keys over to somebody unless they know precisely how the vehicle is going to operate, and you're not ready to turn the keys over to the Janice K. Lund facility until you know yourself how it all operates.
yeah, we'd rather go through the hiccups ourselves and kind of have those cleaned up. And we know there's going to be growing pains, as there is with any facility or anything new like that. But we're going to get there, and we're working as hard as we can. And as we have some performances and kind of have those processes down and are able to train other people, we are going to be very excited when that facility is being used on an ongoing basis.
So basically what we're dispelling today, I don't know where this all came from. I honestly haven't heard any of this. But so the word out there was that the college didn't want to work with ELC, ELC didn't want to work with the college, and those things just are not true.
They're not, and they're damaging to both of our relationships, because people start wondering, well, where is that coming from, when they don't have all the information. You know, we have instructors that have worked really, really hard to make schedules so that ELC can use it on dates that Iowa Lakes isn't. And Iowa Lakes has bent their schedules to help us make those work. And so we want to make sure that all of those relationships that we have built continue to be strong and aren't in question at all.
Well, Scott, honestly, the only thing I'm interested in is, when are you booking Kenny Chesney to perform in there?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
I think Jan Lund would like that too.
He probably would.
All right. Anything else you two want to hit on here today?
I think the biggest thing for me is just ELC is in the business of providing opportunities for students, and so is Iowa Lakes. And so the partnerships that we have really allow students for ELC and even students at Iowa Lakes more opportunities. And so it's frustrating when messages get out there that are contradictory to that. I just encourage people, if there's something particular, a program or something on the ESFO campus at Iowa Lakes that you have a concern about or you've heard something about, give me a call. And I think that's the same for ELC. If there's an ELC activities question that you have or something that you're hearing that just doesn't seem to make sense or you're wondering about, you'll call the activities office, because we want to answer those questions and have people have correct information. We don't want, you know, them to say, you know, why isn't Iowa Lakes working with ELC, or ELC isn't working with Iowa Lakes? Because to me, that doesn't make sense when I hear that.
Right.
So just, you know, check it out for yourself. And then proceed accordingly.
Well, I can't imagine two larger entities in our town that need to work together more than Iowa Lakes Community College and Estherville Lincoln Central. I think Tara said it best. It's damaging to both parties if that doesn't happen. And if anyone assumes that that's not happening, that's damaging as well.
Exactly. No, Dave, it's not like anything we haven't talked about before. Go to the source. Find the information. You know, we have lots of booster and support groups out there, but the information comes from the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so come to the schools and find that information out, because we are the ones that direct those programming. We're the ones that make those decisions and can talk people through why something is happening and why it's not. And it definitely is not because our partnership isn't strong.
Yeah, I have always found it best just to go to the source of the information and get it straight from there. It seems like the shortest road, so why not take it?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Mr. Stokes, Superintendent Paul, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for your continued collaboration on a close working relationship with Iowa Lakes Community College and ELC. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you both again very soon.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great week.
Thank you. Estherville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul and Iowa Lakes Community College's Scott Stokes with us today on ELC Superintendent Spotlight, brought to you by North Star Bank and Agency and Northwest Bank, community-minded banks working closely with local school districts and the local community to make our area a better place to live, work, and play.